Chapter 37 Sringara Ras, Swarup, and Vipralamba. Vijay Kumar relished the aspects of Madhurya Bhav that he had heard the previous day, and he was still in this mood when he again presented himself before Sri Gurudev. He offered pranam and inquired from him submissively, Prabhu, I have understood about Vaibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, and Vyabhichari Bhav, and also the Swarup of Stai Bhav. However, although I have combined these four kinds of ingredients with Stai Bhav, I still cannot awaken Rasa. Why is this? Goswami, Dear Vijay, you will not be able to awaken Rasa in Stai Bhav until you have become conversant with the Swarup, the intrinsic nature of Sringara Ras. Vijay, What is Sringara Ras? Goswami, Sringara is the super excellent and profuse transcendental charm of Madhurya Ras. There are two kinds of Sringara, Vipralamba, love in separation, and Sambhog, meeting and performing joyful transcendental pastimes together. Vijay, I would like to know the characteristics of Vipralamba. Goswami, Vipralamba is the delightful emotion that manifests when the Nayak and Nayikas cannot fulfill their cherished and delightful longing for pastimes, such as embracing and kissing each other. Vipralamba can occur in any state, either during meeting, milan, or separation, viyog, and it especially nourishes the mood of sambhog. Vipralamba is also called viraha or viyog. Vijay, how does Vipralamba nourish the mood of sambhog? Goswami, dipping a coloured cloth repeatedly in the same dye increasingly enhances the brilliance of the colour. Similarly, Vipralamba enhances the super excellent brilliance of sambhog ras. Sambhog cannot develop fully without Vipralamba. Vijay, how many types of Vipralamba are there? Goswami, there are four types, Purvarag, Man, Prem Vaichitya, and Pravas. Vijay, what is Purvarag? Goswami, Purvarag is the fascination and enchantment that arises when the Nayak and Nayika see each other and hear about each other before they actually meet. Vijay, what are the different ways of seeing each other? Goswami, the Nayik may see Krishna directly in person, see his form in a picture, or see him in dreams. Vijay, and what are the different ways of hearing about each other? Goswami, one may hear someone reciting the Nayak stutis and glorification, hear about him from the lips of sakas and messengers, dutis, and listen to songs praising him. Vijay, what causes the appearance of this rati? Goswami, when I explained Stai Bhav before, I mentioned that the appearance of rati is caused by abhiyog, vishaya, sambandha, abhiman, and so on. These are also the causes of rati appearing in Purvarag. Vijay, does this Purvarag manifest first in the Brajanayak or in the Brajanayikas? Goswami, there are many considerations here. In mundane affairs, the man generally initiates the longing for mutual attraction, because women are usually more shy than men. However, since women also have more prema, Purvarag manifests first in the doe-eyed gopis. The Bhakti Shastras state that Purvarag manifests first in the Bhakta, and Sri Krishna reciprocates accordingly. The Braja Devis are the topmost of all bhaktas, so Purvarag manifests perfectly in them first. There is an ancient adage in regard to this trait of human nature. The woman feels attraction first, and the man responds to her gesture. However, there is no fault in reversing the above order if the intensity of prem is the same in both of them. Vijay, please explain the sanchari bhavs of Purvarag. Goswami, disease, doubt, jealousy, exertion, fatigue, depression, eagerness, humility, anxiety, sleep, awakening, dejection, inertia, madness, bewilderment, and longing for death are all sanchari or vyapachari bhavs. Vijay, how many different types of purvarag are there? Goswami, there are three types, proda, fully matured, samanjasa, intermediate, and sadharana, general. Vijay, what is proda, fully matured, purvarag? Goswami, purvarag is proda when it occurs in those possessed of samartha rati. On this level of purvarag, the 10 dasha states, beginning from intense longing, lalasa, up to the desire for death, marana, can manifest. Since this purvarag is proda, fully matured, the states that manifest in it are also proda. Vijay, what are the 10 dashas, states? Goswami, they are as follows. Lasod vega jagaryas tanavam janadmata tu. Vairagyam vayudhya unmado maho mityu dash dash. Ujvalan ilamani purvarag division 9. The 10 states are intense longing, lalas, anxiety, udveg, sleeplessness, jagarana, emaciation, tanava, inertia, jadata, impatience, vyagrata, illness, vyadi, madness, unmad, delusion, moha, and longing for death, mrityu. Vijay, what is lalasa? Goswami, lalasa is the intense longing to attain one's heartfelt desire, abhishta, and its symptoms are eagerness, fickleness, reeling, and heavy breathing. Vijay, what is udveg? Goswami, udveg is perturbation of the mind, and it manifests itself through symptoms such as deep, heavy breathing, fickleness, motionless, thoughtlessness, tears, change of bodily color, and perspiration. Vijay, what is jagarana? Goswami, jagarana is sleeplessness and it gives rise to motionless and dryness of the senses. Vijay, what is tanava? Goswami, tanava is leanness of the body and it is accompanied by symptoms such as bodily weakness and reeling of the mind. Some people read vilap, lamentation, in place of tanava. Vijay, what is jadata, inertia? Goswami, jadata is shown by the absence of discrimination, by not responding even when asked something, and by the loss of ability to see and hear. It is also known as jadima. Vijay, what is vyagrata, impatience? Goswami, the condition in which the transformations resulting from bhav do not manifest externally is called gravity. Vyagrata is the state in which this gravity is agitated and becomes intolerable. The symptoms of vyagrata are discrimination, despondency, regret, and jealousy. Vijay, what is vyadi? Goswami, when one becomes acutely disappointed because one has not attained one's cherished goal, abhishta, namely one's beloved, the resultant state has symptoms such as becoming pale and developing a high fever. This is called vyadi, and it gives rise to anubhavs such as cold and shivering, desire, delusion, deep, long breathing, and falling unconscious on the ground. Vijay, what is unmad? madness. Goswami, Unmad is the condition in which the Nayika always mistakenly perceives her beloved in different objects everywhere. For example, taking a tamal tree to be Krishna and embracing it. It is the result of intense absorption of the mind in constant thoughts of one's beloved, and of being overwhelmed by bhavs, such as despondency, dejection, and humility. Its anubhavs are aversion, making jealous remarks to one's beloved, long breathing, not blinking the eyes, and feeling extreme pangs of separation. Vijay, what is moha? Goswami, moha means to become unconscious, and its anubhavs are becoming motionless, falling unconscious, and so on. Vijay, what is mrityu, longing for death? Goswami, when the Naik is unable to meet with her Kanta, beloved, even though she employs all means, such as sending love letters and messages through Sakis, Cupid's arrows cause such unbearable intense pangs of separation that she strives for death. In this state, she gives away her cherished belongings to her Sakis. Udipan vaibhavs, such as bees, a mild breeze, moonlight, kadamba trees, clouds, lightning, and peacocks, stimulate the development of this state of mrityu. Vijay, what is Samanjasa Purvarag? Kindly explain. Goswami, Samanjasa Purvarag is the Purvarag that appears prior to meeting, and it is the specific characteristic of Samanjasa Rati. In this condition, the Naik can gradually manifest the 10 conditions, namely longing, abhilas, contemplation, chinta, remembrance, smriti, glorifying the qualities of the lover, guna kirtan, agitation and anxiety, udveg, lamentation, vilap, madness, unmad, illness, vyadi, inertia, jadata, and longing for death, mrityu. Vijay, what is the meaning of abhilas in this context? Goswami, abhilas refers to the endeavors made to meet one's beloved, and its anubhavs are decorating one's body, approaching the beloved on the pretext of doing something else, and displaying one's attraction, anurag, towards him. Vijay, what is the nature of chinta here? Goswami, chinta is meditation on how to achieve association with one's lover, such as informing him of one's condition through a brahmana or sending a letter. Its symptoms are tossing and turning in bed, long deep breathing and gazing. Vijay, what is meant by smriti here? Goswami, smriti is deep absorption in thoughts of the beloved, whose association has been experienced by seeing him and hearing about him and his beauty, his ornaments, his pastimes and various blissful dealings, and everything related to him. Its anubhavs are trembling, fatigue, change in bodily color, tears, detachment and renunciation, and deep breathing. Vijay, what is guna kirtan? Goswami, guna kirtan is the glorification of the Nayak's qualities, such as his form and beauty, and its anubhavs include trembling, horripilation, and choking of the voice, anxiety, lamentation accompanied by madness, illness, inertia, and longing for death. These 6 symptoms are manifest in Samanjasa Purvarag to the same extent that they are in Samanjasa Rati. Vijay, now, please explain the symptoms of Sadharana Purvarag. Goswami, Sadharana Purvarag is exactly like Sadharana Rati. In this condition, the first 6 stages, dashas, up to lamentation, vilap, appear in a mild way. I do not feel the need to give examples here because they are very simple. In this type of Purvarag, the lover and beloved exchange love letters, kam leka patra, garlands and so on, through confidential companions. Vijay, what are kama leka patra, love letters? Goswami, love letters are expressions of mutual loving sentiments in writing. There are two kinds, saksara, those written with letters or inscriptions of the alphabet, and niraksara, those written without using letters. Vijay, what are niraksara karma leka? Goswami, an example of a symbolic love letter is a half moon shaped impression made with a nail on a red colored leaf without any other mark or letter on it. Vijay, what are sakshara karma leka, written love letters? Goswami, written love letters are letters exchanged between the nayak and nayika that they have written with their own handwriting, expressing their heartfelt emotional state in natural language. These love letters are written with colored inks, which are obtained either from minerals from the mountains by squeezing red flowers or from kumkum powder. Large flower petals are used instead of paper for writing on, and the letters are tied with fibers from the stalks of lotuses. Vijay, what is the gradual development of Purvarag? Goswami, some say that affection is aroused at first simply by seeing one's beloved. This is followed by contemplation, attachment, making a vow, desire for meeting, sleeplessness, emaciation, distaste for everything else, loss of shyness, madness, falling unconscious, and longing for death, in that order. Such is the extension of the intensity of calm, prem. Purvarag manifests both in the nayak and nayikas, but it appears in the nayika first and then in the nayak. Vijay, what is man? Goswami, man is the bhav that prevents the nayak and nayika from engaging in their cherished activities of embracing, looking at each other, kissing, talking in a pleasing way, and so forth, even though they are both in the same place and they share a deep attachment for each other. Man causes the appearance of sanchari bhavs, such as despondency, doubt, anger, restlessness, pride, jealousy, concealing the sentiments, guilt, and serious thoughtfulness. Vijay, what is the underlying principle of man? Goswami, the basis of man is pranaya. Man does not normally arise prior to the stage of pranaya, and even if it does, it is only in a contracted or unripe state. There are two types of man with a cause, sahetu, and man without a cause, nirhetu. Vijay, what is man with a cause, sahetu man? Goswami, rishya, jealous feelings arise in the heart of the nayika when she sees or hear about the nayak behaving with special affection for a nayik from the rival, vipaksh, or marginal tatashta groups. When this irishya, jealousy, becomes overwhelmed by pranaya, it develops into sahetu man. It has long been held that just as there is no bhaya, fear, without sneha, similarly, there can be no irishya without pranaya. In this way, all these various expressions of man only illuminate the intensity of the prem between the nayik and nayika. The nayika's heart is imbued with bhavs, such as intense loving possessiveness for her beloved, Susakya. When she sees the nayak, who is exceedingly attached to her, favoring a rival nayak and sporting with her, she becomes restless and impatient. Once in Dwarka, Sri Krishna presented a parijat flower to Sri Rukmini. However, although all the queens heard about this incident, only Satyabhama's heart was overpowered by man. Satyabhama's mind was aroused when she understood the unique position afforded to her rival. Vijay, how many ways are there of discovering the special position of rivals? Vipaksh Vaishishtya. Goswami, there are three ways: hearing, Shruta, inference, Anumati, and seeing, Drishta. Vijay, what is hearing, Shruta? Goswami, Shruta Vipaksh Vaishishtya comes about when the Nayik hears from a Priyasakhi or from a parrot about the pastimes of her beloved with a Nayik from the opposing party. Vijay, what is Anumati Vipaksh Vaishishtya? Goswami, Anumati Vipaksh Vaishishtya occurs when the Nayik sees that the body of her lover bears evidence of amorous pastimes with another Nayika, or when she hears her lover inadvertently say the name of a rival Nayika, or when she sees her rival Nayika in a dream. The marks of union seen on the bodies of the Nayik and a rival Nayika are called Bhog Anka, and speaking the name of a rival Nayika is called Gotra Sakalna. When this occurs, the Nayika feels that it is more painful than death. Vijay, I would like to hear an example of Gotra Sakalna. Goswami, once, when Krishna was returning to his home after spending time with Srimati Radha, he suddenly met with Chandravali. Sri Krishna inquired from her, O Radhe, is everything fine with you? When Chandravali heard Krishna speaking like this, she replied rather angrily, O Kamsa, are you well? Krishna was surprised and asked her, O beautiful one, why are you so bewildered? Chandravali became flushed with anger and promptly replied, Where have you seen Radha around here? Then Krishna understood the situation and thought to himself, Oh, I have addressed Chandravali as Radha by mistake. Understanding his own mistake, he felt ashamed and lowered his face. He was also smiling mildly to see Chandravali's spontaneous and cunning eloquence, which resulted from her arishya, her jealousy. May this Hari, who dispels all miseries, protect us all. Vijay, what is understanding the particular position of arrival through a dream? Swapna Drishta Vipaksh Vaishishtya. Goswami, the activities of Krishna and his Vidusaka friends while dreaming are examples of this. For example, on one occasion, Krishna and Chandravali were sleeping on the same bed after amorous pastimes in the Krida Kunj. While dreaming, Krishna said, O Radhe, I promise you that you alone are my most beloved. Only you are inside and outside my heart. Only you are in front of me and behind me and everywhere. What more can I say? Only you are present in my house, in Govardhan, and in its forested valleys. When Chandravali heard Sri Krishna speaking like this in his dream, she got up from the bed due to maan arising in her heart and walked away. Now here is one of Madhumangal's dreams. Once he was sleeping on a raised platform outside a kunj, in which Krishna and Chandravali were engaged in happy pastimes. And in his dream he said, O Madhavi, Krishna is talking very expertly and flattering Padma's Sakhi, Chandravali, just to deceive her. Try to bring Radha here quickly, so that she can meet with Krishna. Don't worry. When Chandravali heard Madhumangal speaking like this in his dream, she became distressed. At that time, Padma was sitting in a nearby kunj, and when she saw Chandravali's condition, she said to Saibya, O Sakhi, just see how miserable Chandravali's face has become since she heard Madhumangal talking in his dream. She has lowered her head, and she is burning with grief. Vijay, what is directly seeing? Darshan. Goswami, this means that the Nayik directly sees her Nayika engaged in pastimes with another Nayika. Vijay, What is causeless man, nirhetiku man? Goswami, causeless man develops between the nayak and nayika when pranaya is enhanced by an apparent cause for man, although there is no cause for man in reality. Pandits have concluded that man is the effect of pranaya, and that causeless man is nothing but an extension of pranaya, arising from its vilas, joyful pastimes. They call this causeless man pranayaman. The previous authorities, pandits, also maintain that the movements and dealings of prem are crooked, like the movement of a snake. Therefore, two kinds of man are evident in the dealings between the nayak and the nayika. Man without a cause, nirhetu, and man with a cause, sahetu. The vyabhachari bhav in this ras is concealing one's emotions and feelings, avahita. Vijay, how is causeless man pacified? Goswami, this man is pacified by itself. It does not need any remedial measures. When laughter occurs, the man disappears automatically. However, to pacify sahetu man, the nayak has to adopt many appropriate means, such as sama, consoling words, beda, diplomatic remarks, kriya, taking an oath, dan, presentations, nati, bowing down, upeksha, neglecting an apparent indifference, and rasantara, a sudden change of mood. The sign that the nayak's man has been pacified is that the nayak wipes away her tears and there is laughter and so on. Vijay, what is sama, consolation with words? Goswami, sama is the use of sweet, pleasing words and promises to pacify Priya, the beloved. Vijay, what is beda, diplomatic remarks? Goswami, there are two types of beda. One is expressing one's greatness by various gestures and insinuations, and the other is rebuking the nayika indirectly through sakis. Vijay, what is meant by dan, presentation? Goswami, dan is the deceitful presentation of ornaments and other gifts. Vijay, what is nati, humble submission? Goswami, nati means to fall at the nayika's feet with all possible humility. Vijay, what is upeksha, neglect? Goswami, upeksha, neglect or indifference is the mood of apparently abandoning the nayak when all other means of pacifying her man have proved fruitless. Others say that upeksha refers to using remarks with double meaning to please the nayika. Vijay, what does your expression, rasantara, change of thoughts mean? Goswami, rasantara is the sudden creation of fear in the nayika's mind by words or by some natural occurrence. There are two types of rasantara, that which occurs by itself and that which is created by the sharp intelligence of the nayak. Here is an example of a change of mind that takes place spontaneously. Once, Krishna was unable to pacify Bhadra's man despite various endeavors. Suddenly, there was a tremendous sound of thunder, which frightened Bhadra so much that she at once embraced Krishna, who was sitting in front of her. Here is an example of pacifying man by an intelligent plan. Once, Radhika was deeply absorbed in man. Krishna, who is supremely playful by nature, saw that he could not pacify her by any means, so he played a charming trick. He personally made a very beautiful flower garland and placed it around the neck of Srimatiji. She angrily took the garland off her neck and threw it away, and by the will of providence, it fell on Krishna. He immediately screwed up his eyes, made a face as if he'd been badly injured, and sat in one corner, looking very depressed. Seeing this, Radhaji became restless and anxious, and she held Krishna's shoulders with her two hands. Then Krishna laughed and enfolded her in a strong embrace. Vijay, are there any other means to pacify Maan? Goswami, apart from these methods, the Maan of the Brajagopis can be pacified in special times and places and with the sound of the Murli, even without using Sama and so on. Mild Maan can be pacified without much effort, whereas pacifying moderate Maan requires careful efforts. The most deeply rooted Maan, Durjaya Maan, is extremely difficult to pacify. The gopis use various remarks to chastise Krishna when they are in Maan. For example, Vama, ungrateful one, who acts unfavorably. Durila Siromani, crest jewel of the mischief makers. Kitavaraj, king of cheetahs. Kalashrestha, supremely wicked. Mahadurta, extremely crooked ruffian. Katora, cruel and hard-hearted. Nilaja, shameless. Atidurlalita, extremely hard to please. Gopikamukha, one who lusts after the gopis. Ramani Kaur, one who steals the chastity of the gopis. Gopi Dharma Nashaka, one who spoils the religious principles and chastity of the gopis. Gopa Sadavi Vidambaka, one who mocks the chastity of the gopis. Kamukeshwara, lord of lust. Ganda Tamira, one who puts others in the darkness of delusion. Shyam, one who has a very dark complexion, which puts others in the darkness of illusion. Vastrakor, one who steals the clothes of the gopis. Govardhan Upatyaka Tashkara, one who steals the chastity of the gopis in the hills of Govardhan. Vijay, what is Prem Vaichitya? Goswami, Prem Vaichitya refers to heartfelt pangs of separation that the Nayika feels even when she is very close to the Nayika, and it is the intrinsic nature of Prem in its highest state. This super excellent feature results in a type of helplessness or agitation of mind that creates an illusion of being separate from Krishna, and this unnatural state is called Vaichitya. Vijay, what is Pravas? Goswami, Pravas is the obstruction or hindrance between the Nayak and Nayika when they have been together and are now separated, either because they live in different countries or different villages, or because of a different mood, Rasantara, or because they are in different places. In Pravas, one experiences all the Vyabhichari bhavs of Sringara Ras, except jubilation, pride, madness and shyness. There are two types of Pravas, that which is intentional and that which is not pre-planned, or which takes place by force of circumstance. Vijay, what is intentional Pravas? Goswami, intentional Pravas takes place when the Nayika goes away because of some obligation or responsibility. By his very nature, Krishna is obliged to his bhaktas. For example, the moving and non-moving jivas of Vrindavan, the Pandavas, and Shrutadev in Mathila, to give them full happiness and good instructions, and to fulfill their desires. Pravas has two further divisions. One is just going out of sight, and the other is going to some distant place, Sudura. There are three types of Sudura Pravas, corresponding to the three phases of time, past, present, and future. During Sudura Pravas, the Nayak and Nayika exchange messages. Vijay, what is unintentional Pravas? Goswami, unintentional Pravas is the Sudura Pravas caused by subordination to others or by circumstances that are beyond one's control. There are various types of subordination classified as Divya, Adivya, and Divya Divya. The 10 states that occur in this Pravas are thoughtfulness, sleeplessness, anxiety, becoming thinner, darkening of the limbs and face, incoherent talk, illness, madness, bewilderment, and longing for death. In Vipralamba, caused by Pravas, these 10 states manifest even in Krishna. My dear Vijay, although various states appear as anubhavs in the different distinct types of prema, I have not mentioned them all. Generally, all of these states appear as the effect of the gradations of prema, beginning from sneha and developing through man, pranaya, rag, anurag, and bhav up to mahabhav. However, the stage of mohan, an unparalleled state which I have already explained, manifests in Srimati Radhika. Some of the authors of Rasa Shastra have accepted Vipralamba related to compassion, karuna, as a separate division, but I have not explained this rasa separately because it is another type of pravas. As Vijay was contemplating Sri Guru Goswami's instructions on Vipralamba, he said to himself, Vipralamba rasa is not an independent phenomena or a self-perfected rasa. It simply promotes and nourishes the mood of sambhog. For a jiva bound to worldliness, such pangs of separation, Vipralamba ras, manifest in a special manner, and this is ultimately favorable for his pleasure in meeting sambhog ras. However, in the eternal transcendental ras, the bhav of Vipralamba exists eternally to some extent. In fact, the variegatedness of spiritual pastimes cannot be invoked to its fullest possible degree without Vipralamba. Thus ends the 37th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Shringara Ras, Swarup and Vipralamba.